All right, we're live. So,
hello, America.
Virginia is about to be the site of the second American Revolution.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I'm not gonna lie. Crap, I'm choking to death on the smoke.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. It makes me nervous though because
it's fucked though. It's like
I just want people to stand up for themselves. So, if you don't know, Virginia, the state of Virginia, is, as far as I know at this time that we're recording, about to pass, they either are about to pass or they did pass some gun control laws that in effect allow for confiscation of firearms, privately owned firearms, by the government. And a lot of sheriffs and police chiefs have come out and said that they will not enforce these laws because they're unconstitutional and they're against the Second Amendment. And in effect, it's literally a tyrannical government. It's trying to disarm the populace.
Yeah, there was one police chief that kind of led the charge in that in one specific town. I forget what town it was, but I was like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah,
and then a bunch of other guys.
I guess followed. He deputized everyone in his county.
Yeah.
And gave them the direction not to comply with any unconstitutional gun laws. And with that, there's calls for, from the Democratic state representatives, for the governor to deploy the National Guard to take the guns from these people. And the governor, Ralph Northam himself, has said that there would be, quote, consequences if people refuse to turn in their guns. And I'm just watching this, and it's, you are asking for civil war by doing this. Like, you really are.
So what are the parameters of the gun ban or the gun buyback?
I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, I just remember reading that. I need to refresh myself on it. I probably should have refreshed myself on it before we started podcasting. But from the stuff I read, is it in effect allows, I don't know if it's like a more advanced version of red flag laws, which we've gone into before, that they're psychotic.
Yeah.
It's fucking unconstitutional and un-American and insane. But I think it's like an advanced version of that. If not, it's like an outright, it might even be as far as a mandatory gun buyback thing, which doesn't make sense to me at all. No. What do you mean buyback? I didn't buy the gun from the government.
No.
So it's like, you're taking a gun from me and going to give me probably less than what I paid for it.
Yep.
From government funds. Government funds are paid by tax dollars. So in other words, you're using my money to take my gun from me.
Right.
Like, I really don't think that these politicians who try to do this stuff understand American history. Like, the patriots during the Revolution who started this whole, like, movement towards pushing us towards independence, it's all based on small, it was a lot of small things that built up over time. But it's like, the Boston Tea Party was literally, that happened because they put a fucking small tax on tea. Because it was an import. There were import taxes. And they went fucking crazy.
They went nuts.
They dressed up as a bunch of Indians. Yeah. They got shit-faced and went and threw all the tea into the harbor.
Right.
Like,
it was like a joke to them when they were doing it, you know?
Well, it was serious. It was serious, but they were having fun.
They were having fun.
It was like, fuck them. Yeah. Like, we're not going to buy their shitty tea.
Yeah. This is way worse.
Yeah. And that's when the movement towards coffee being such an American thing started.
Yeah.
Because the American colonists started, once things really started turning south, started drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Instead, because it was seen as unpatriotic if you were still drinking tea. Because if you were drinking tea, it meant that you were getting it most likely from British imports.
Right.
So you're supporting the British Empire by drinking tea. But just these politicians today, though, that, like, with, like, these crazy draconian gun laws, like, trying to, like, an armed population is a safer population. It just is.
Yeah, it's a fact.
If people have guns, there's less likely to be crime.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Because, like, if I, like, let me ask you, if you were going to rob someone and, you know, you see a guy just walking up the street in one direction and you see a guy walking up the street in the other direction, and the one guy, you can see he has a gun on his hip.
Yeah.
Who are you going after?
Not the guy with the gun on his hip. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. And let's say it's
common
not
a, logic.
Yeah. And let's say it's not a gun. You see one guy going one way, you see another guy going the other way, and one of them has a pocket knife.
Yeah.
On his hip. Like he has a, you know, one of the little belt, not belt, the little hooks.
Yeah.
And you can see he has it on his belt. Are you going after the guy that you can see has a knife, or are you going to go after the guy who doesn't have anything?
Yeah. It's pretty fucking obvious.
Yeah. It's like, it's just, it's so stupid. Like, I saw something great the other day. It was like, the government should never be more heavily armed than the people. Because a government shouldn't worry about its people being armed. If it's just, if a government is just and not fucking with its citizens, then they shouldn't have any worry. They shouldn't be afraid of the people.
No.
If they're doing things properly. If you want the government to be more powerful than the people, that means you want a government that rules the people.
Right.
Not obeys the people.
Yeah.
It's the whole idea of American republicanism is that the government is there to serve the people. It's a necessary evil. Yeah. Like that, the founding fathers were aware of that.
Yeah.
They were aware that it was a necessary evil. That's why our system is set up to be a limited government. That's why you get all these people today that are like, our government doesn't work, blah, 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 like, because nothing gets done. And I'm like, no, no, no. That's how our government's supposed to work.
Yeah.
Our government was designed on purpose to make things slow and make it hard for the government to do shit. That was the whole point.
Yeah.
You want a government that gets shit done fast, go live in a dictatorship. Stuff gets done real fast.
Yeah.
In a dictatorship.
But it's not always good. A lot of the time it's bad for the people and it's a fucking dictatorship.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd say most of the time it's bad.
Most of the time, yeah.
Especially in countries that are, like, rarely you'll see someone who was a dictator that was, like, a good. And even then, when you have a dictatorship, you can have a great leader. But because you have a dictatorship,
not good for the people.
Yeah. Well, no. I'm saying you could even have a leader that was good for the people.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, most dictatorships don't, like, it's not like it's elected, an elected position.
No.
So it's like, well, whether it's, like, let's say it's hereditary. Say you have one incredible leader.
It doesn't carry
who,
over.
Who says his son is going to be capable at all of being a good leader or that he cares about the people. And, like, you can see that in history all the time. Even and actually, that's usually the way it goes.
Yeah.
You have an incredible leader, and the son always is shit
when he takes over. Yeah, it fucks it up.
Because he's spoiled.
Even if it's not hereditary and it's just the current dictator appoints his heir or whatever.
That's better.
But it still always doesn't work out good.
No. It's definitely better than hereditary dictatorship, though, without a doubt. Because he can pick someone who he knows is competent.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, well, still, it's a different person.
Yeah.
You have a different person taking control. And that's the thing about the...
Even if it's a different person, you know they're going to be the same because this guy picked them out hand in hand. If you don't like them, you have no choice. You're stuck with the same person after this guy dies or whatever.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And I feel like people don't understand that. I think it's because we have an obsession with, like, monarchy. Just people in general.
Yeah.
Because I think it's appealing to have a strong man.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, a primal thing for people to like the idea of a strong man in charge. They can do what they need to do.
Yeah.
I think it's tribal because it's, if you have a small group of people and you're like, okay, we're appointing someone to run the show. You know what I mean?
Right. Someone's got to be at the top dog.
Yeah. But that's okay for a real small group of people, but it's like a nation state doesn't work like that.
No.
Like, you need, if you, like, it can, but if you want, like, a good life and freedom and people to be free. Like, the ideals of Americanism, like, literally the idea that everyone's an individual and can be what they want to be and do what they want to do, like, that's literally as American as it gets. It really is. People don't fucking appreciate that. Like, people go, no, like, there are other countries that are free. Like, you always hear it, like, oh, the countries in Europe are freer than the United States. I'm like, no, they're fucking not. They're like, there might be an example of something where, like, oh, the laws on something might be more relaxed in another country, but that's only because the government has decided it that way.
Yeah.
Like, in the United States, a great example is something we talk about all the time, is gun laws.
Yeah.
You'll have you could have someone, a law get passed at whatever level, any level. Yeah. Say it was some anti-gun law, like, banning the ownership of handguns.
Yeah.
That even if it gets passed, it'll get challenged, it'll go to the Supreme Court, get struck down because it's against the Constitution. Yeah. Like, it's just, and like, but that doesn't happen in other countries. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even other countries that have, like, you know, a similar system to the United States, it's just not the same. You don't have, like, all these European countries and most other countries in the world, they view the government as their, like, rulers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, like,
they're in charge. Americans,
prime ministers and stuff, and presidents in these other countries have a lot more power than Trump does.
Way more.
A lot more power.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. People, like, people who go fucking crazy over Trump or any president, well, you crazy over Obama, it's like, they don't actually have that much of an impact on your day-to-day life.
No.
Which is a good thing. Like, Jesus Christ, you don't want them to. Imagine if they did. Imagine if they had, like, catastrophic impact on your life, and we had an election every 4 years to decide that. Jesus Christ.
But they don't. I mean, they have a little more power than the other branches just because they have executive orders. That's about it. But
they can also be checked, though. If they start putting out executive orders that Congress doesn't like, they can fucking challenge it.
Yeah.
They can, and if any, if they really do think it's something crazy, they can impeach him.
Yeah.
They can impeach him if they're like, this guy's fucking nuts. Like, he's fucking, this isn't okay. And if it's legitimate and people are like, yeah, no, this isn't good, like, this is really bad, then the House will impeach him and the Senate will try him and find him guilty and they'll kick him out of office.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the other thing that's great about our country is the military is loyal to the people and the Constitution.
Right.
Like, I don't give a shit how, like, popular a president is with the military. Could you imagine if, like, Trump got impeached and then found guilty and was ordered out of office? Imagine if he said no. He would literally get dragged out of the White House.
Oh, yeah.
By, probably, the Secret Service.
Yeah.
But, like, the military itself, like, they'd go, fuck you, pal. Like,
yeah, they get out of here. Fuck out of here.
We have an excellent system.
We do.
And it makes me angry all the time, too. But, like, you got to remind yourself every once in a while, when politicians can check each other and throw roadblocks in each other's way, that's a good thing. That means the system is working. Because it means that whoever has the majority can't just impose its fucking will on something. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, no, you gotta, like, that's something that the Democrats fucked up.
Yeah.
With, was it Gorsuch?
Can you turn your lights off? So he stopped barking. I think it might start barking. He might not, but we'll see.
But it was either I think it was, maybe it wasn't Gorsuch. I don't know. It was either Gorsuch or Kavanaugh, where the Democrats, instead of recognizing that it's like, neither of these guys are actually, like, radical, like, hardcore right-wingers. Neither of them are. They're just constitutionalists, which isn't a bad thing to have in the Supreme Court. But instead of recognizing that and being like, okay, he could have put up someone way worse, they fought tooth and nail to stop them from getting in. And what was it? Because earlier, was it Chuck Schumer? I don't know. The Democrats at one point, I don't remember who it was, someone can fucking fact check me on this, made it so that you did not have to get, you only needed a majority to get Supreme Court justice on the court. as opposed to the way it used to be, which is where it wasn't just a majority. I think it was like 3/4
yeah.
or something like that. So you had to get support from the other side
mm-hmm.
to get someone through. But I remember the Democrats removed it or something. I don't remember exactly what it was. But they did something which allowed for the removal of that law. They changed the law. So all you need now to get a Supreme Court justice on the court is a majority. It can be about one vote.
Right, yeah.
And it's like, it's not you. That's not good.
No, it's not.
Because it makes it so you don't need to compromise.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just get enough of your people in.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the other side.
Yeah.
And it's not good, man. People, that's the type of stuff that does move you close. Super polarized politics where people like hate each other.
Yeah, because if we have to get 3/4, then you guys have to work with each other on some things. Like, you got to make this work. You can only, like, obviously it's going to take longer, but it can't take that much longer because you still need to have somebody in there. It has to happen. So you guys are forced to work together
yeah.
and cooperate with each other, even if you have polar opposite ideas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Whereas now it's just like whoever has more seats
yeah,
wins.
It's not even about cooperation anymore. Yeah. And not that it's really like. Thing is, I'm not. Like I said, I like it when they're fighting. I don't want them to be cooperating because.
No.
If the two sides, I've said this before. I think I've said it on the podcast. If the two sides are agreeing, and they're not fighting, our rights are being limited.
Yeah, because things are happening so fast.
Yeah. They're passing laws. You know what I mean? Like, a great example, which we talked about a couple episodes ago, the Patriot Act.
Yeah, insane. Insane.
Like, this isn't a joke. Where, like, the Democrats talk about being the party of the people, right? But they fucking vote for that? They vote for an act that allows the government to spy on the people?
It's fucking insane.
And same with the Republicans.
Yeah.
The Republicans claim to be the party of small government. And they vote for a fucking act that allows the government to spy on its own people. Like, I don't want to go too much into that because we already covered that.
It's nuts.
But something we haven't covered yet that is the same thing about when the two sides agree on something and it's not good, raising the smoking age to 21.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
why?
But you can still be 17 with parental consent to join the military and get your fucking face blown off.
Right.
Like, but no,
because that makes them money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh no, you can't have a cigarette or beer. Like, shit is insane. That, and then you have them agree on 12 weeks paid parental leave for government employees.
Jeez.
Government employees now get 12 weeks paid parental leave. Your tax dollars are paying for some asshole to not be at work.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah, fuck them. They shouldn't be getting paid shit if you're not in the office. It's called public service. The hell? Jesus yeah. Christ. If you're going to have children, get the fuck out of public service. Get a job in the private sector.
Yeah, I don't care what they do. You can give them 12 weeks there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, because it's a private company.
Yeah. Do whatever you want.
But, like, it's just absurd. Like, it really is. Like, that shit drove me nuts the other day when I saw that. I was like, oh, so all these people are getting 3 months of pay for not working. 3 months
is a shit.
Yeah, especially with these assholes, how much money they make.
Ugh. No, the majority of private companies will not give you that.
No, unless you're in Massachusetts, where now they passed a law. Which, again, I disagree with.
Yeah.
Fucking, the government almost never does anything good. Almost, like, 99% of what the government does is stupid and fucks things up.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing, when they're agreeing, and it doesn't make sense to me, is, did you hear about the papers that came out that show that the military lied to Congress and to the past couple presidents about the Afghanistan war?
Oh, yeah, I did hear about
that. They weren't making, like, any progress. And they kept lying to Congress and lying to the president saying they were.
Yeah.
And right after that happens, what does our Congress and President do? Sign in a $783 billion defense budget.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with you? Like, you have proof that the military is lying about their effectiveness. And about, I'd be like, fuck you. Like, we're cutting the budget. That's a waste of money.
That's not how your municipalities are supposed to work. Fucking, or any sector of the government. If people aren't doing their job correctly, you cut their budget so they learn how to do things correctly.
It's fucking absurd. Ugh. I'm pissed off.
You don't just give them a pat on the back and be like, okay, it's all right. Do better next time.
Yeah, especially the military.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
It's like, fuck you.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck you. We're cutting your budget by, I don't know, however many billion dollars. And then figure it out. Maybe you can fucking bump it back up. Do a better job. Do your job.
Do your job, to quote Coach Belichick.
Mm.
What's on your mind? You've been awfully quiet so far this episode.
Oh, I was letting you rant.
Yeah, I was going off.
You went off pretty good.
What
was I going to say? I had a couple things. Oh, something that came up when we were talking about... you were talking about how people think they have more freedom in other countries around the world and stuff like that. Don't even go to the freedom. Just, like, I feel like a lot of people think that, like, some other countries are, like, have better technology than us or are more technologically advanced. Not even close. There isn't a country on the planet that's anywhere close to us in any technological field.
No, Silicon Valley is literally, like, driving the world forward.
Yeah.
Like, the shit they create.
And just going by, like, what any citizen anywhere in the country has access to, whatever technology it is, or like societal advancement, we have the top notch available everywhere.
I mean, our homeless people have iPhones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking.
People think Japan's like super advanced, stuff like that.
Japan is pretty fucking advanced,
but not.
They're very.
But
savvy.
It's not all available to their people.
No. No.
It's just their scientists are very advanced and stuff like that. They're still like in the 1980s compared to us. You know what I mean? Like,
depending on the country.
90s and 80s and stuff like that.
Depending on the country. I wouldn't say Japan is in the 90s or the 80s. They're fucking like, they're.
No, but like, just comparatively to like the way we live and the availability we have to all the stuff we have. Like, they're not allowed to go out and buy all the stuff we have that's not even available to them. You know what I mean?
A lot of stuff isn't available.
You know? One of Amanda's cousins just came back from Japan. He was telling me this. I was like, oh. That's interesting. I was like, I thought Japan was really advanced, too. I thought you could get the fucking top-notch computers and shit over there and phones and stuff like that. He was like, yeah, well, phones. Everybody can get a fucking phone if they want to. But, like, it's not like over here. They're still a decade behind us, at least.
Do you know what's funny?
Yeah.
Did you notice when you were in Italy that they're, like, 20 years behind us in fashion?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, but in fashion?
Oh, in fashion, yeah.
Did you notice all the guys are wearing pop-collared polos? Did you notice that when you were in Italy? I remember, I was like, is it the 90s?
No, yeah, you look around. What the fuck is going on? It looks like 90s stuff. Like if you watched a 90s TV show that takes place in the United States and you go to Europe, that's what it looks like over there.
Yeah, I mean, technologically, in terms of, like, phones, computers, they're more modern, but, like, their clothing and stuff like that, it's very, they're literally, like, a decade or two behind us. And it's like, the fuck? Like the...
Yeah.
And that was something that really, really stuck out to me in Italy, was their style. Very, very kind of, like, a few years behind us.
Yeah.
They love our music, though.
They do. Yeah. Everybody loves our music.
That was something that was weird when I was in Italy. Everything I was listening to was American music. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, we were driving somewhere, my cousins were listening to Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm not even, like, an Italian citizen. Kind of pissed me off.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck you. Play our music.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Like, mm-hmm.
And they do have good music over there.
You ever listen to Italian rap?
It's fucking weird.
It's weird.
I went to an Italian concert, and there was multiple different genres there and stuff like that. But there was like a couple rap guys there, and you know who the rappers are in Italy? They're like Syrians stuff.
Oh,
like
really?
That. Yeah.
No, are you sure? Because we had a discussion earlier about how you can't tell the difference between Sicilians and Syrians.
No, they're Syrians.
What makes you say that?
Oh, I knew they were.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were, like, judging them on something, like the way they look.
No.
Racism!
No, you knew they were Syrians. There was a few of them up there. And then, like, I'm sure there are, like, people that are Italian and are rappers over there, but, like, most of the Italians that I talked to over there that liked music and stuff like that, they like pop rock. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what they're into. They like that stuff.
Hey, man. It makes me happy.
Yeah. No, it was good stuff.
It was funny. I think I've told you this before. I was in Sicily, and I was up on my cousin's, roof deck. And I remember I was like, God, what I would give, because it was all it was a mixture of Italian music everywhere we went and like pop American music.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ugh. And I was like, man, what I would give to hear some 50 Cent right now. I'm not joking. Right after I said that, a fucking car comes driving up the street down below us, windows down, blasting Candy Shop by 50.
That's awesome.
And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, there we go. Curtis Jackson, represent Sicily.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Speaking of Italy, we can go into Rome, ancient Rome, if you want a little bit.
Yeah. Before we do that. Real quick.
I've been going off so far.
Because we talked about impeachment and stuff like that, but we didn't mention that Trump has gotten impeached.
Yeah.
Which means nothing.
It literally doesn't mean anything. People who think it means something, you are either dumb if you think it means nothing. Or sorry, if you think it means something, or you just are uninformed about the political environment right now.
Yeah. I didn't know exactly what it meant, and I was trying to look it up and get a good idea about what it actually meant and what needed to happen. And I didn't really get too far with it. It was just kind of like, yeah, it means he's committed a crime and he has to, and like,
they'll have accused.
He's accused of committing a crime and they have.
And the Senate has to try him.
They'll have to try him.
Yeah, and it's a Republican controlled Senate.
But they.
They're going everywhere.
They did this and Pelosi's all over the place. Like, she said she wasn't going to do it, and then she did it.
Did you see that she was saying that she's not going to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate?
Right. Like, they're trying to delay it as long as they can.
It's because they want it to be, when the election happens, that whoever's running against Trump will be running against a president who's under indictment. Yeah. That's what they want. They want to be able to say that.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to bode well for them, especially in a debate, just because Trump's the best debater there's ever been. Yeah,
it's just because he destroys people. He doesn't care.
No. But it already hasn't gone well for them, because his polling numbers...
He's the most popular he's been.
Yeah.
As a president.
Since this has happened. Yep. Yeah. As well as... I've also heard a theory that they're going to keep this going as long as they can, just in case. I think you said this last time, that guy in the Supreme Court, if he does die while he's under
impeachment. Oh, you're talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, it'd be him dying. That
she.
Yeah. He can't appoint another justice under impeachment.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they could be doing it just to fuck with that, you know what I mean?
Okay. Fucking.
I don't know what would happen in that case. I don't know how.
I'm not sure how it works either. Ginsburg really fucked the Democrats though, by not stepping down when Obama was president.
Mm-hmm.
Because she should have stepped down.
Mm-hmm.
But she's old as fuck. She's in her 90s.
Yeah.
She should have stepped down when Obama was president so that he could have replaced her with another liberal justice.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, she's there, and I really, really do think that I think Trump's going to get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrified to see what the left does when he gets reelected. Like, think about how fucking crazy they went when he got elected.
Yeah, they're going to do some crazy shit. Like,
fuck. Gonna be some chaos, man. I'll tell you that.
There could be assassination attempts if he gets elected in another term.
There already have been assassination attempts. You can look them up. There've been a few.
I actually haven't heard anything about
them. Well, they don't get publicized because they don't want to. I think even like media outlets and stuff won't.
I'm sure, talk about
it. But it's happened. Like, you can look it up. There's footage of it. There's footage of like someone trying to get to him, like in crowds and stuff like that. And people have been arrested by Secret Service at events and stuff, and they've had guns on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go and they're fucking trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that fucking crazy ass Bernie Sanders supporter who shot up the those Republicans that were playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was fucking insane.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking nuts. I don't know. These people take it too far with the Trump thing. It's like, he's not that bad, man. He's like,
he really isn't.
You know, another Republican president wouldn't be that different than him. You know, they'd probably be more conservative than he is, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I've said it before. Trump's a Democrat, dude. He's a Democrat. He was an old school Democrat.
He was a Democrat the majority of his life.
Yeah. And I think he switched to Republican because the Democrats aren't the Democratic Party he used to be a part of.
Mm-mm.
They're not the party of Bill Clinton anymore.
No,
they've gone all the way to... They're the party of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's right. The type of shit they represent now.
Right.
Like, Bill Clinton, if he was running for president, he'd be considered... If he ran as a Democrat, he'd be considered a fucking... He'd be considered, like, alt-right.
He wouldn't make it anywhere today.
No, no fucking shot. None. JFK would be considered... They would call him a Nazi.
Yeah.
Today. The left today would say that JFK is a Nazi and a white supremacist. Stuff like that would be the shit they'd say about him. They're not...
Oh, they'd hate him just because he... They'd call him a sexist and a womanizer and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, he was definitely a womanizer.
Most presidents... In that age where...
You know, the most presidents in general are. You're the most powerful man on the planet. You think they don't fuck around?
In that age where there's not any surveillance like there is now, you know? Like,
I mean, even still, what do you think? Obama didn't fucking bang anyone in the White House?
I don't know.
Like, Obama definitely did. Trump, W.
Yeah.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're literally the most powerful man in the world.
Yeah.
Like... Not to mention when you're out of the country, the shit you could do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you think of the presidents go to Saudi Arabia, the fucking... Think of... Oh, hold on.
Oh, man.
Speaking of this shit...
They probably hand over slaves to them. Like,
yeah. Nothing. But, like, not only that, Jeffrey Epstein, Pedophile Island, all these fucking rich elite fucks were going there.
Yeah.
All the presidents were definitely going there. Places like that, these crazy pedophile rings.
I can't wait until a list of names comes out.
I wanted to so bad.
There's people that... Who was that lady on, was it NBC? She said she had the list of names and she didn't put it out or something like that. Or she had the Epstein story
CBS or NBC, I don't know, it was one of them. She got caught on camera saying that the network crushed the story. They killed the story because they didn't want it to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And... That's just like Alex Jones was right. Crazy fuck. Oh god. You know what? I'll pause this for a moment because I want to show you some Alex Jones stuff from when there's a funny video. It's Alex. You guys can watch it too. It's hilarious. Whether you like Alex Jones or not, just it's really funny to watch. It's Alex Jones. Type in Alex Jones, Joe Rogan out of context. It is hilarious. So, I'm going to pause this real quick. We'll be back in a sec. I just want to show him this. So, I just showed Zacco Alex Jones out of context. What do you think?
It's hilarious. It's so funny. You guys should definitely watch that.
It's pretty damn funny. Like, and again, if you like him, if you don't like him, it's just hilarious. It's bizarre. He's nuts, and it's fun. Although he's been right about a lot of things, which is scary. Anyway, weird. What were you saying? We kind of switched since we were talking about Joe Rogan off air.
Oh, did we go through all the impeachment stuff pretty much?
I think so, for the most part.
Yeah. Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, no, it's not happening.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go into Star Wars for a little bit. A lot of Star Wars stuff going on, man. Pop culture, fucking Star Wars is a huge part of America, man. It's American history now. Fucking
hell yeah.
So you didn't like The Rise of Skywalker?
That sucked.
That was terrible?
Yeah. That was a shit movie. It wasn't as bad as The Last Jedi, but it was still shit.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing for me is, and you can always say, is there any rewatchability factor? None. I'll never watch that movie again. Like, why the fuck would I watch that?
Freaking. I mean, I enjoyed going to the movies and seeing it. I had a fun time. You know, it was good. There were parts where I thought it took a very bad turn, and I was like, But I just thought coming off The Last Jedi, they had no material to go with it from. They couldn't have saved that movie if they fucking tried harder. You know what I mean? It was...
Well, we've talked about this off-air before, but I think the only way that they would have been able to save it is if J.J. had done a four-hour movie.
Yeah. And
because
they
wouldn't have
done
time
that.
To, like...
They wouldn't have done that because that's not good for kids and...
No.
You know.
The whole thing is they got to be able to sell to kids. And parents are not taking their kids to see a four-hour movie.
No.
Not happening.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, when it comes out, I'll probably get it, though. I'd like to see any deleted scenes and stuff like that. If they have deleted scenes with... more deleted scenes with Mark Hamill and Hayden Christensen, possibly. You know what I mean? Because I know they film scenes with them. If they put them on a DVD... DVD, that'd be cool.
DVD, how old are you?
DVD, or they'll probably just give you digital copies of everything now. But I'd like to see those if they're out there.
Does it blow your mind that we're already getting old because of how quickly technology is moving forward?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you ever find yourself like saying something and the little one, because I'm not saying her name on the
podcast.
And the little one just doesn't. We'll call her Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Actually, no, let's not do that, because I think we're going to talk about Baby Yoda.
We are going to talk about
Baby Yoda. Okay, so just a little one. Do you ever say something and she literally doesn't know what you're talking about because you're talking... Like, you're using terminology about things that don't exist anymore?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever said, like, oh, we need to tape this? Like, for, like...
Yeah.
And has she ever questioned it at all, or does she know what it means, or...
Yeah, She'll give me a weird look when I say certain things. I can't think of an example right now, but I've recalled multiple times where I say certain things or, like, stuff like that, and she doesn't understand what I'm talking about.
And it's not just because she's little.
Yeah.
Because it's stuff that doesn't make sense to her.
Yeah.
It's like, that's crazy, man. Think about how much technology changed since we were young.
The biggest thing with, like... these generations that are starting now is just like, and us, like, we're the middle ground where, I mean, cell phones are like probably the biggest changer of society right now, and like, we remember when there was no cell phones.
Yep.
And they're just gonna think like,
this is the way it's been.
This is the way it is. This is the way.
Yeah, this is the way.
But yeah, that's probably the biggest thing. Like what I consider a phone, what she considers a phone, are completely different things. You know what I mean? Like, things of a phone, she's like, I can play games, I can take pictures, I can Snapchat people and stuff like that. I'm like, I can call someone. Or I can text them, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like those are my main two functions of a phone. You know? For her, that's not what it is. It's just like, you can play games and take pictures and shit like that. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. There's going to be even way more of that as life goes on. And
what did you think about the other day when I asked her. I said, do you know who the president of the United States is? How old is she again? Seven?
Six.
Six. And I said, do you know who the president of the United States is? And she said, yeah. And she was like, it's Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about the fact that I was like, do you like him? And she responded with that her teachers have told her that he's awful.
Did she say that?
Yeah, you didn't hear that. Well, you were playing Rome Total War, so you were just...
Hey, no, no.
But no, that's what she said. And that pissed me off.
Like, see, I think that's wrong, because if you're a teacher, I mean, obviously...
Especially with young fucking children?
Especially with young kids. You're not supposed to show political bias.
No, if you're a teacher at all, you shouldn't be showing political bias.
Like,
Jesus. I mean, they all do.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's impossible not to, just in the way you teach. But at that young of an age, it really shouldn't make a difference. Because you have a curriculum you're going to, and you're just... All you're teaching them is just basic
real
knowledge.
Real basic at that age.
Real basic knowledge. You don't have to get into political stuff.
Yeah, no, not at all. I don't think they learn about politics at that
even
age.
Even
do if, they don't learn about anything. They like they don't even learn in
no,
the three branches of government.
No,
six,
no, not at all.
That's later. That's you're like 10 when you start learning about that.
They might learn little things about like American history, little tiny things.
The president, George Washington.
George Washington. Pretty much just George Washington, yeah. You know.
Jefferson just gets passed right over.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Jefferson gets passed right over. No one knows who John Adams is. They all know who Sam Adams is because they're from Boston. But that's the only reason they know who he is.
That's the thing. I'm willing to bet that outside of Boston, New England, people won't know who Sam Adams is.
Yeah, they don't know the Adams is.
They'll know it's a beer.
Yeah.
Like that, but like, they won't, they don't recognize that it's like one of the founding fathers.
Yeah. Huge founding father,
he's
too.
He's literally the leader of the Sons of Liberty. New Sons of Liberty!
New Sons of Liberty. And not just Sam, but John Adams, monumental in the Revolution and in the country.
He initially was not about revolution.
About
revolt.
No.
He hated what Sam was doing.
He did
not like seeing Sam.
Yeah, because he didn't want his family to get fucked up.
Well, Sam was trouble, and he was... Initially, I mean, I wouldn't even say he was a loyalist. He was just he wanted to maintain the status quo. You know what I mean? Like, I think that was it. He didn't want there to be a war. Like, I think he's like
right.
A lot of people. He didn't want chaos.
Right. I mean, he might have not liked what was going on.
Well, I don't think he hated the British.
But
he was a man of law.
No,
literally,
no,
he was a lawyer.
He was a man of law.
He didn't like.
He
defended the British after the Boston Massacre.
Yeah,
he's the one. He got them off.
He got them off.
He got them off. They fucking. Do you think he regretted it later or no? Do you think he still felt good about the fact that in that moment?
No, I don't think he regretted it. I mean,
I don't
like.
Think he would.
I mean, like it. You can look at it at something happening today, like any of these police shootings that are happening today. It's like most of the police shootings you see happening, it's like the cops are in the right. They just the public has an outcry about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
there are plenty where the cops aren't in the right.
There are plenty. Yeah, there are plenty that they're not. But like, were they really that wrong in the Boston Massacre to fucking do that stuff? I don't know.
It's hard
to say.
We don't know.
Like. Were they throwing rocks at them, or were they not? Like,
were there 8 British redcoats versus a mob of 200 people attacking them? Like, because that's the thing too with history, you get the story of the victor. You know what I mean? And like, the most famous that famous painting of the Boston Massacre was literally created by Sam Adams.
Yeah,
he made it as a propaganda piece
to drum
up more. Like patriotism isn't the right word, but more support for the patriot cause.
Yeah,
because it was like, you know, but I mean, it happened. They fucking opened fire on a crowd.
Yeah, they did.
Like that is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take Sam's word for it.
What?
I'll take Sam's word for it.
Yeah.
One, because I fucking love Sam Adams.
Right.
Both his beers and. And just him.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could argue that the American Revolution, and you could credit it to Sam Adams. And I know that's like a fucking... Like, to credit the revolution to one man. But, like, I think that...
Yeah, him and the Sons of Liberty.
Like, yeah, man, that's a big deal. Like, you had a...
All that propaganda and stuff like that. I'd say him, Ben Franklin had a big part in that, too, starting everything. Because he put out all the propaganda for him. He wrote all that stuff down for him.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
The Join or Die... not cartoon, but the Join or Die drawing. That's Franklin.
Yeah.
Franklin drew that.
Yeah.
Originally, it was Unite or Die, and it was from during the French and Indian War.
Yes.
Because it was about how all the British colonists needed to unite and fight the French and the Indians, or they were going to die.
Right.
And I think it's cool that it ended up turning into Join or Die, because it was like, well, now it's all of us versus the British Empire.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about getting that as a tattoo.
Join or Die?
Join or Die snake.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic. That'd be a great tattoo. Yeah.
I'm thinking about that. I've been thinking about it for a long time.
It'd be fantastic.
And I do have a craving for new ink, so I might do it.
Seems addicting. All you guys are addicted to it.
I haven't got a new tattoo in a long time.
Yeah. When you first started getting them, though, you pumped out a bunch of them right off the bat.
It is addicting. It is addicting.
Mm-hmm.
I love my tattoos. I don't think I have any stupid tattoos.
No, all yours have meanings.
Have you noticed that this one, the Roman flag, is literally the Roman flag from Rome Total War?
Yeah.
That's the one. That's I don't awesome. Regret it, because I love it, but it's kind of crappy, because I literally gave Jeff the picture from Rome Total War.
And did said, you?
I That's want awesome. This. And he's like, okay.
That's awesome.
I should go back to him, though. I should have him update the eagle. The flag itself is fine. The eagle on top, though, is kind of just, like, bland.
You could have him update stuff on that and make it look better. It's a long way from our Star Wars conversation we got right there.
Yeah. How the fuck did that happen? I can talk about, like, the American Revolution and liberty and freedom. I mean, that's kind of the point of the podcast.
All day.
We are the new Sons of Liberty.
Yes.
But
before we get off Star Wars, let's touch on The Mandalorian real quick, just because it was...
It saved Star Wars.
It just finished up. It did save Star Wars.
Spoilers! If you haven't watched The Mandalorian yet, spoilers. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Good job. I wasn't thinking of that. But yeah.
Because I'd be pissed.
Phenomenal show.
And really, awesome. Like, even if you're not into Star Wars, really, like, it's just incredible. It's really well written, well acted. Like, it's great. You could not even be, like, a big Star Wars fan, and you'll still enjoy it.
Right. I loved it. The way it ended was so cool, and I loved that they're tying in things from all of Star Wars that's like canon now and stuff like that. Like, there's stuff from the Clone Wars, there's stuff from Rebels, there's stuff from the new movies, there's stuff from the original trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place. And I can't wait to see where it goes. And they left you on, like, a good ending and a good cliffhanger at the same time, you know?
They still didn't address who the guy was in the desert.
No idea who the guy is in the desert.
It's gotta be Boba.
I really hope it's Boba.
It's gotta be Boba Fett!
Make a show on Mandalorians and don't have Boba Fett in there. You're fucking up.
Seriously. It would've been dope if they gave him a jetpack with a missile on it.
I think it does have a missile on it, doesn't it? Or does it just have a thing in the middle?
No, the one he has is the one that Jango had when he got killed.
Mm-hmm.
No missile on that one. God damn it.
I thought it was Jango that came and saved him. I was.
God, were you going to freak the fuck out?
I was going to flip out.
You did for a split second. You were like, oh.
Because you see him, it looks exactly like Jango. It's the same armor and everything. And
but then once it cleared, it was like, oh, it's not Jango. It's just a Mandalorian.
It's just a Mandalorian, yeah. But
now, what I am curious about is, now that we know that you become almost like a father to a foundling, who is that Mandalorian? You know what I mean?
Right.
That Mandalorian that saved him, because that means he would have become like his father.
Yeah.
So where is he? that's something that they're going to go, you know, they're going to go into.
Right, right. I'm sure he's dead. But
oh, I'm sure he is, too. He probably died in the Siege of Mandalore.
Yeah.
Ba-ba-bum-bum-bum.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. God, I love fucking Mandalorians.
Wicked good. Wicked good show. Freaking, I love the characters and everything.
Awesome.
And it feels gritty, like the first, like the original Star Wars and stuff like that. Yep. Not a lot of CGI crap.
It's not all clean.
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest problem with this new shit, dude. It's way too clean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's way too fucking clean. I'm sorry, but like...
Oh, man. Just the beginning of that episode with those two scout troopers on the bikes. It was so funny.
Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, yo, my
how was it pissing God. You off though, them hitting Baby Yoda?
Oh yeah.
Like, I was like, they need to fucking die.
Yeah, they need to die. But it was like, it's like, you know what, they're the bad guys. They made them look like the bad guys. Like,
right. They don't care.
Yeah.
They're shitheads.
They're shitheads. They've been in the Empire their whole life. You know what
they
I mean?
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
They don't fuck about anything. But yeah.
By the way, since you guys can't see it, I'm sitting here playing with a gigantic Boba Fett action figure.
Yes, a gigantic Boba Fett action figure he's playing with. It's dope.
God. Such a great character.
But yeah, no, that did save Star Wars, though, because...
It really did. I'm not joking when I say that.
Because if that show was bad and The Rise of Skywalker, like...
Was what it is.
Disney would, they'd be putting out just like crap kid Star Wars shows forever. They wouldn't be able to go on with anything.
Yeah, they would have ruined it for either A, the casual fan, or B, like diehards.
Like if The Mandalorian didn't go well like it did, all the other series coming up, like the
Obi-Wan Kenobi,
the Kenobi series, canceled immediately. You know what I mean? All that stuff would have been gone out the window. Because it was great. It's they're all coming up there. The one thing they could do better with the next season of Mando and anything else they do is just use the same director throughout the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
There's no reason to give these people give multiple different people chances to direct different episodes or different movies. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. Either that or for The Mandalorian, keep it to three of them. Keep it Jon Favreau. Who's the one who's... He created the show.
Yeah.
Taika Waititi did this last episode, and I think it was the first episode he did, I think. Was it David Filoni? He's the one who did the cartoons. He did Rebels and Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And it's like... Let them do it, those three, because they actually, like Star Wars.
They like Star Wars... Probably work well together, you know. Don't make it go good.
Absolutely.
Bienvenue. Oh yes, bienvenue. But yeah.
Beer's about to explode. All it did was open it.
Steamy.
What else are you thinking about? What's something else we can go crazy about?
I don't know, anything grinding your gears lately? Just random ass shit that's grinding your gears? Doesn't have to be political or anything like that.
I mean, we definitely gotta... I'll talk to you about that. I mean, we haven't done a beer or cigar review in like 3 episodes.
Yeah. I'm gonna do this one. You threw yours out the window.
I don't know. The cigars we're smoking right now are crap. They're cheap, crappy cigars, but they're all right.
Yeah, I actually like this one.
Well, I mean, the one I have is good. It's just, you know, it's nothing special.
No, it's nothing special. I have a Flor de Dominguez, and it's smokable. Yeah, sit there. Sit there and have a good time. Enjoy smoking a cigar if you get one. Nothing great, not super good flavor or anything like that, but decent drag, burns for a while, stays lit.
Yeah, and we're drinking Bud Lights. We're just trashy.
Yeah.
We're shit today. We need to we need to burn through all these cigars. Because you got a bunch of them, so do I.
Yeah. We got to burn through these. Some more cigars.
Order some more. I want to get more of the Gurkhas.
Those Gurkhas are great. Gurkhas are good cigars.
You know what I might get again? I might get that Victor Sinclair pack. Do you remember those? I had them for a while. We were smoking them for a while because I had a big
pack. Time.
Yeah. They were really good.
We need a variety pack that's solid.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd love to get something that has a bunch of big variety in there, you know. Get some Cubans in there and stuff like that. And some different stuff. Romeo and Juliet's, we haven't had those in a while.
Yeah, dude, I haven't had Romeo and Juliet's in a long time. Those are great.
That, some punches, we haven't smoked punches in forever.
Holy shit. When was the last time we had punches? We had them after the Cape trip. Yeah. We definitely had them after that first Cape trip.
No, yeah, we've had a bunch of punches.
You know what's crazy? That first Cape trip, if you guys are listening, every year us and our friends go down the Cape, and first Cape trip was that 7 years ago?
No,
it was 2012.
7 years ago. Oh.
7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
We're really closer to 8 years ago.
We're closer to eight, yeah. Wow. Oh, we're old. We're fucking old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You watching any of Vikings?
I haven't seen Vikings
I haven't yet. Watched any of it yet, and I've heard that it's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, I gotta get on that.
That's the next thing. Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day. Just thinking about, like, damn, I've been alive a long time. And just, like, thinking about life expectancy of different fucking animals and even, like, apes and shit like that. It's like, people have a long fucking time to live
human
now.
Human beings live, especially, you know what's crazy? Think about this. People that were born in, like, 1900, or, like, let's say 1910. So, like, the generation that fought World War II.
Mm-hmm.
They live to be, like, in, on average, probably, like, in their 80s and 90s. They were born then. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to live until we're, like, 120.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is awful.
It's crazy, like, man. Like, and, like, the, without, like, modern medicine and stuff like that and everything and hygiene and all this stuff, like, humans are only supposed to live like 40 years, you know, like tops. I think that's about, like,
you think?
I think that's about what early humans live to.
Well, you mean like early humans? Because I mean,
I'm talking like nomadic
humans. Yeah, especially with the wear and tear they put on their bodies.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, like, even like the Romans, they lived until they were like in their 60s, usually. 60s, 70s. There were plenty of Romans that made it into their 80s.
Right. But there were also plenty of them that, like, died of old age in their 40s at that time and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, the peasant class. Because they worked.
Even going back, like, a few hundred years ago, there were people that died in their 40s, 50s, 60s, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. I mean, people still die in their 60s today.
Today, yeah.
Natural causes or whatever. But yeah, it's going to keep going up. There's going to be more people. And, like, you're seeing it already today with people that had, like, very relaxed lives and stuff like that. And, like, there's so many people now that are living to their 100 teens. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the thing. There are plenty of people who live into their 100s today.
Yeah.
We're only in our mid-20s.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We're going to see a lot of shit.
Man. I was going to say, can you think about the crazy stuff we're going to see? Think about what our parents saw.
Right?
They saw JFK get assassinated.
I think about it from, like, my grandparents are on my mom's side. I already passed away, and I'm like, I'd love to have them around, obviously, but, like, just looking at what's happened today and stuff like that, and where things keep going and stuff like that, and it's like, you know, I'm sure they'd love to still be around just to see us and stuff like that, but
They
wouldn't like this world. They wouldn't. Their lifestyle that they grew up in doesn't fit in this world anymore. You know what I mean?
Not at all.
And they're like, they're either like most people's grandparents today are either they're baby boomers or like right before there, pretty much, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. My dad was telling me about one of his first jobs. He like wheeled people out of a hospital. He did like discharges at a hospital. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, it was a lot of old people and blah, blah, blah. Or no, it was at the VA. Mm-hmm. It was at the VA. And I thought about it for a split second. And I was like, so my dad was born in 51. And he was like 15 or 16 when he was doing this. And I was like, he was wheeling around World War I veterans.
Yep.
And two.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of one, though.
Probably a lot of one.
World War I. Like, and I was like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Like.
Yeah.
That's nuts, man.
Freaking, yeah, it's crazy. World War I veterans. It's a long time ago, man. Like, you can walk through freaking, even, like, military graveyards and stuff like that today. You don't even see a lot of World War I veteran stuff in there because it's so old now. Like, you see a couple. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Tons of World War II still and stuff like that. Yeah. But by the time we get over older and stuff like that, that stuff's gonna phase out, you know?
Yeah.
You'll see more. You'll start seeing freaking Iraq.
Vietnam. That's what you're gonna see a lot of because they're still alive.
Yeah.
Vietnam was in the fucking 60s. All those guys are still around.
Yeah, those guys aren't that old right now.
They're in their 60s and 70s.
Yeah,
which isn't that old. Mm-hmm. They're still doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Vietnam vets are still like active. Mm-hmm. That'll strike you as weird. Doesn't Vietnam, like, when you think about it, it's like super. It was a long time ago. Not that long ago.
Like, it doesn't actually strike me as that long ago, but it was a long time ago.
But not long enough where it's like World War II veterans, like if you see them, it's like they're like a different thing because of how old they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you disassociate them a little bit because they're old. Mm-hmm. They're old people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whereas it's like Vietnam vets, it's like, it's just like a dude.
Yeah. Like, if you see if you get a chance to sit down and talk with a World War II vet, you're not afraid to go and ask them questions about it and stuff like that.
No.
If you see a Vietnam vet, you're like,
I'm
not going to ask them about whatever is going on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
By the way, so the VA today, not bad. They were all very nice and service was very quick. So just want to point that out. Give the VA a little bit of a shout out because they get shit on all the time. Mm. But
well, that's good.
Keep that up because now they're my primary care. So, which is great. I have free health insurance now. So
yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, freaking.
I got a free degree from them. I have free health insurance. Not bad.
Can't complain about that.
I hated being in the military, but it's still one of the best things I ever did.
Yeah, it helped people out a lot.
I'm proud of it. Didn't do anything, though, which sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. A ton of people don't do stuff nowadays, though.
I wanted to fight, man.
Yeah.
Never did anything. Just went around the United States.
Yeah.
It's a different military bases. They're all designed exactly the same, so you wouldn't even realize you were in a different place. It's like...
it makes sense, though.
Oh, yeah, it makes training easier and organization, but... It's funny, because, like... It's like, oh, like, you went down to Louisiana, blah, and I'm like, yeah, I was on an army base. Same exact shit.
That makes sense. That's...
Took that
that's how you...
Took
that's
that
how,
from the Romans, too.
That's what I was just going to say. It should be that way, because it makes sense, wherever you are. Freaking, yeah, all the Roman military bases are the same, and all their cities were exactly the same, too.
Same layout. It made it so that if you went anywhere, you could find your way around.
Yeah.
At least as far as, like, government buildings and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. Right. You knew where this building was, so it was like, okay, I'm here. I know how to get over here. It's all exactly the same. It was perfect. Wicked smart. Wicked smart. We should have probably followed that with our cities.
Jesus. Look at Boston. Well, we did with later cities.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all grid patterns.
Mm-hmm.
They're easy. They're not all the same, obviously, but like But it's a grid pattern. It's easy as fuck to find where you're going.
Right. Like Chicago and New York and stuff like that.
Even like when I was down in Dallas, it hit me. I was like, it's all like straight roads.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just a grid. It's like, oh, I'm going to go up two blocks, take a right.
Yeah.
Tell someone in Boston to go up two blocks and take a right.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is a fucking alley.
They're like, this is like a loop to loop and like an upside down bridge. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. So
that's great though. It's, you know, Boston has character, man. It's
really, it does. Cool. It does. So I'm gonna call you out again for your hypocrisy. As a big proponent of liberty,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna call you out on two things. Here we go. We're keeping this going.
Okay, so you're gonna call me out on getting a gun, and yeah,
big time.
Yeah,
because you're all about it.
Yeah.
You're all about it, and you defend it, and you're all about liberty, and you like, I know you'll defend the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Verbally.
Mm-hmm.
When are you actually going to be an American and arm yourself?
I'm going to eventually. Now's not the right time, I guess. Okay.
Also, you say that you're all about liberty, individual liberty and freedom
mm-hmm.
from government interference.
Okay. Yeah.
Yet, we've talked glowingly about her on this podcast. Yeah, but yeah. I've also been very clear that I could never, ever vote for Tulsi Gabbard because mm-hmm. she is a statist.
Mm-hmm.
She believes in government.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Tulsi 2020 sign.
No, yeah.
I'm not saying take it off. That's all I'm saying at all.
No, like, yeah. I'll probably vote for her in a when the primaries come around. Stuff like that.
You can't. Can't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're going to vote for which libertarian you want.
Yeah. That's true. But I would like to vote for her. She's, obviously, I'd rather vote for libertarian. But,
if she was a Democratic,
I do like her a lot. I think she's honest.
I think she is too. I think she's honest.
I think she's more honest than any other, candidate I've seen in the past, like, two, maybe three elections or something like that. I love that about her.
You don't think Trump was honest as a candidate? I think that's why he got elected.
For the most part, I think he was honest.
I think people liked that he was straightforward.
Yeah.
About stuff.
There was a few things he changed up here and there. He changed his stance on a few things. Most of the stuff he changed his stance on, he changed it right away when he started running. The only one I can think of, really, is he changed his preference on... he was pro-choice, and then he said he was pro-life after. He
started. Yeah, he's got to get the evangelical votes.
Yeah. Stupid. It's retarded. Stuff like that. It's dumb. No, but I still love that she wants to get us out of regime change wars, she says all the time.
She says a million fucking times.
Yeah. But, like,
these costly people like that. Regime change wars. Like, I want to get just a shirt with Tulsi's face on it that says regime change wars on it.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you if you walked up to her with that, she'd laugh her ass off.
Oh, she'd love it.
Like, next time she comes to Boston, though, we should go.
I'd love to go see her.
We should go. Because I'd love to ask questions. She does, like, a town hall type thing. Or not even town hall. Just the thing where she's there. Like,
yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm going to be at this place, like, campaigning, going, mm-hmm. you know, different little businesses, different things. Like, I'd love to just talk to her for a minute and be like, hey, like, you know, I'm a veteran as well. You know, I'm a libertarian, so I literally think the government's evil and stupid. I'd be like, what can you tell me that would make me want to vote for you?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I believe that you think that government is the solution
mm-hmm.
to problems. And I think it is just throwing a problem at a problem.
Right.
And I would like to see what she says. Because I think she'd give you a real answer.
She'd give you an honest answer. I'm not for everything she's for.
I don't think I'm
for... Obviously, she wants a healthcare plan and... Healthcare scares the shit out of me, to be honest with you. Like, I understand why people want it. And being young, it probably wouldn't affect me a shit ton. I just wouldn't have to do copays and shit like that. But
no, but you know what? You would. You totally would.
Yeah.
We already pay taxes to fund the DMV. Mm. Or the RMV, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah.
Why do we pay when you go in there? Shouldn't that be paid for in our taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we pay for the roads already in taxes. Why are there tolls?
True. It's true.
I just threw a fucking major wrench in that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. It's because it's fucking bullshit and it's all a lie.
Yeah.
That these fuckers try to tell you, oh, it'll be free. Yeah. No, it wouldn't. You'd raise our fucking taxes and then you'd fucking charge people anyway.
Yeah.
When they come in.
I was thinking about it because, like, I recently went to get my freaking hand looked at and all this shit, and I was like, you know.
But how good was the service, though?
Oh, it was pretty good. No. You know, like, you walk into an urgent care, and they're real quick and everything like that, and then I didn't have to wait long, like, hour tops I waited for everything. Even when I went to see the orthopedic specialist and stuff like that, and, wasn't bad at all. I was like, I wonder how different it would be. You know what I mean? And like, I don't know. No, none of us know. We live in America. But like...
Well, I mean, anyone who works with the VA knows.
Mm-hmm.
The VA has its problems as is. And think about it. They are covering like 3% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a government system having to cover 100%.
Right.
Or like, even...
How much busier would it be? You know?
That'd be fucked up. You know, like if you... To make an appointment...
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like, oh, yeah, like 4 months from now, we can see you.
That'd be fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like, that's what it would be.
Yeah.
And urgent care, you'd be there for probably 12 hours. You know what I mean?
It's nuts.
Think about it.
I don't know how nuts it would
If
be.
It was paid, if it was taxpayer-funded, it's like, oh, you can just go to the hospital. Think about all the people that would just go to the hospital. You know what I mean? For anything.
Mm.
Think about all the old people that would be in the hospital all the time.
Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of old people there already, but I don't know. I have no idea. And either way, I'm not for it. And, like, that's not the part that scares me so much because, like, there's so much back and forth with that. And, like, I do tend to think the way you do, but, like, there's a lot of people that think it... Like, stuff like that would go smoothly. I think that just stuff for, like, serious operations and stuff like that, that would be the stuff that it's like, no, you're fucked. You're sitting there with a broken arm for a long-ass time. And you're waiting behind people that are fucking overdosing and shit like that. It's just... That's stupid, man.
And
just the horror stories you hear from, like, Britain and stuff like that.
That and the increase of malpractice would skyrocket because when you have private practice, if a private practice is shitty, people will stop going there and it will close. Or that private practice will realize, oh, hey, we have shitty doctors. We should hire better doctors and improve our services. If it's the government and it's the only option, doesn't matter how shitty they are, they're not closing. You don't have a fucking option. You're stuck with shitty doctors.
Yeah.
It's all about choice.
Yeah.
All about choice, man, because choice drives competition.
Mm.
And competition makes things better because it's literally, oh, they're doing this, we need to be better than them.
Yeah.
So we can get customers.
Right.
If it's one thing, if it's one government-funded healthcare and there's no competition
That's
for
true.
It.
That's true.
And they're getting your money anyway.
Oh, you can really... I mean, I'm sure people have arguments for that, but I can't argue with it. Because I believe that to be true. But, yeah.
I don't even think that's an opinion. I think that's a fucking fact. I really do.
No,
think,
but there's like, people that are arguing on that.
No, I'm sure people would argue it, but, like...
But I won't. I mean, I agree with that.
But, yeah. Like, I don't think that's an opinion. Competition creates better product.
Oh, that simple statement is true.
That, and be going off of that statement, that if you have universal health care... And you make private insurance illegal, well, what repercussions does the universal healthcare system face if they fuck up? Hmm. Nothing.
Yeah.
They literally don't face any repercussions. So it's like, oh, like we killed a bunch of people in surgery. It doesn't matter. Like, oh yeah, they'll, you know, I'm sure that those doctors would get fired. You know what I mean? But it's like, so what? This place fucking hired those doctors in the first place.
Yeah.
Would you really trust them after that? And it's like, oh, nowhere else to go.
Yeah. Like, but yeah, I don't know. Just thinking about her though, like, I don't think she's got a shot of getting elected at all.
I think she has, I really don't think she has any shot.
I
would love to see her as the Democratic candidate because it would get, she is the most palatable for me out of the Democratic candidates.
Yeah.
It's her and then it's Pete, Mayor Pete.
Yeah.
Behind her.
I
don't want either of them to be president, but.
I think, though, if she was ever elected, I think that I think organizations that fund and basically run the government would go after her.
Yeah, they'd kill her.
I think they'd try and kill her. Just because of the way she is already. She doesn't take shit from anywhere. She doesn't
Hillary Clinton might kill her.
You know? Isn't that crazy though? Like just the way they handle her already is like,
which is another reason for why we should have a limited government and limited influential government, because if a president gets assassinated and the government doesn't have that much power, it doesn't really matter.
No.
But if you have a government that's in total control, think about it, if you have a dictatorship and the dictator gets his head blown off, that fucks things up.
Yeah.
Big time. Yeah. Like, big time. Whereas, seriously, think about, like, the early republic. If Thomas Jefferson had gotten his head blown off, would that have had literally any impact on the United States? No. And it literally wouldn't have done anything.
No.
Fucking George Washington gets killed. So what?
Yeah.
It literally, well, it would have no impact.
Adam steps up and that's it, you know?
Yeah, that's literally it. And the government, the federal government had, like, such small influence. Like, yeah, it would have sucked, but it's like, in terms of, like, policy or anything like that, like, it doesn't really matter because the federal government didn't affect much.
Yeah.
Especially at that point, like, they didn't even collect taxes. The federal government, which we need to go back to.
Yeah.
The federal government, I've said this before on the podcast, but that's one thing the articles of,
it's insane how much money they fucking take from you, and you have no idea what it's being used for.
They take, like, more than twice as much as your state. And we live in Massachusetts! Yeah. Yeah, Jesus man. Christ, we live in one of the highest tax states!
Look at your check, like, how much the freaking federal government takes compared to the state. It's crazy.
It's like, it's not joking, it's two or three times the amount the state takes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you include both federal withholding and then, like, FICA and all that other crap.
Yeah, so
all the other federal, Social Security. Oh. You know why Trump's going to get reelected? Because my 401k has gone up 26% this year. From the market alone.
Mm-hmm.
Not from me putting money into it. The market has increased about
26%. Yeah, I have one that I haven't put anything in a long time. It was from the old company I used to work for two jobs ago now, and it's gone up considerable amount. Yeah. I wish I could just take the money and use it for what I wanted, though.
You can take it out. They'll take a ton of it. But you can't if you're ever in like an emergency, you could pull money out of it.
Yeah, if I was actively putting into it, I could take a loan from it, and they wouldn't take anything from you.
But no. But that is one thing that I like, because you know I like Tulsi. You know I do. I've talked about her a shit ton on this podcast.
Yeah,
I like her a lot. But the thing is, I think I like her as a person more than I like, because as a politician,
I do too. I like her more as a person than a politician, but there is still a lot of stuff I do like about her as a politician as well.
Because you know what I think I've realized when me and you talk, I think from talking to you, I think not just you, anybody, I think when you actually break down an issue with someone and like really talk about it and really, really dissect it, you can get people to like, at least personally, I've been very good at getting people to like take a libertarian stance on something. Mm-hmm. When you actually break it down, when you bring it down to like, do you think that you should have the choice in this? Mm-hmm. And that really is the big thing with almost everything. Almost all these government, like, laws, government programs, stuff, whatever. It really comes down to, it's like, do you think it's right for them to be taking your money for this? Like, yeah. Why is it okay for something called the government to take your money? If anyone else took your money, mm-hmm. it's theft.
Right. Like, if you just started looking at your, if, say, it was, you worked for a big corporation, and they started taxing you pretty much for themselves.
Yeah.
And you look at your check and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you go crazy. Probably start a revolution and kill everyone in the company.
Right. You'd be like, yeah, almost like we're going on strike, man. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. But yeah. That made me think about something. So, we've talked about, you hate Yang. We've talked about this.
I think he's an idiot. I don't think he's an idiot as a person. I think he's very intelligent. I think as a politician, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
I think he's a moron.
I think his premise scares me, but I get what he's talking about. And it does raise an issue. Like, the reason he wants to do that, he says, and it makes sense, is because automation is going to take a bunch of jobs. So many people are going to be out of work with no skills to do anything else. And basically, a bunch of them are going to be in poverty. They'll lose their homes and stuff like that. They'll be on the street, or they'll become suicidal or something like that. My thing is, I was thinking about, I was like, okay, but if you did get elected now and got in office and implemented universal basic income right away, by the time all this automation stuff came in, it wouldn't have any effect because it would just be, it'd be normal, right? It would just be the norm. It wouldn't help anybody. Everything else would have inflated and adjusted to how much more money people would have. And stuff like that. I don't think it would help at that point. And you're giving it to everybody. You're not just giving it to specifically to these people that have lost their jobs. But the problem that he raises is a real concern. Like, that's going to be a problem. Like, people are going to lose their jobs. They're going to be on the street. They're going to be suicidal. Whatever. That's a fact. That's going to happen at some point.
But do you know what can fix that? Capitalism. Capitalism is what lifts people out of poverty. Mm-hmm. Freedom of capitalism. The ability to say, hey, I have an idea, mm-hmm. or I have a service that is not being provided right now. And like, literally, it's like, what financial system, economic system has lifted more people out of poverty?
Right.
Nothing. There is none. Mm-hmm. Like, think about it, dude, capitalism, you can fucking literally, like, you can be homeless, but if you come up with some idea, and you're like, you know what, I can maybe make this work, and you can just start chipping away, getting to where you need to go, and it's like, think of, like, I don't know, what's like a random fucking thing that, is huge now, like... The fucking guy who made the MyPillow.
Yeah.
The guy made a fucking pillow.
Yeah.
And it's huge, like, fucking massive. Huge. Like,
there's tons of stuff like that. And I'm sure a lot of those people that are going to lose their jobs to automation could do that. But the majority of them, still, they're going to crash and burn. Even in capitalism, they'll crash and burn. You know what I mean? And I don't think there's a great solution to do it. But nobody else is offering one. And that's the only thing. I don't think anybody else in either party is gonna offer something like that. You know what I mean? I think the one of the best solutions to that could just be some sort of alternate education for these people. But
from who?
That's the thing. I don't want the government to fucking do it. But
that's
it would just be something like, it'd have to be some sort of act or something like that where you could somehow drive down the price of college at the same time increasing trade schools or something like that, you know?
Well, my thing is this. Increase in technology does not make things more expensive. Think about it. Think about what industrialization did. The Industrial Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
It made things that used to be expensive. They could mass produce them.
Mm-hmm.
So the cost came down. And then everyone had them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if anything, if you have all these companies where shit's automated and they're just pumping out stuff literally 24/7,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be fucking so cheap. Like, stupidly cheap. Ridiculously cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's fucking, they can work 24/7, 365 to make stuff. And they don't have to pay anybody. Their overhead in wages is so low. Actually, not low. It's non-existent. It doesn't exist if they have a full beginning of workforce. So it's like, you could be buying things for nothing.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
But that still doesn't help the people that don't have jobs that much. Because they still don't have a job.
But, again, this is where capitalism can provide. Because you have all these machine things, right? All these machine-run things. You're going to have people that want to go, for example, they'll want to go to a bar where the bartender's a person.
Oh, yeah.
They'll want to go to a restaurant where the waiters and waitresses are people, not robots.
Right. I don't.
And it allows the creation of jobs. And I'm not just talking about something like that, but, like, you'll have stuff where it's, like, people will want to buy stuff. Like, right now, things that are made in the USA
mm-hmm.
are more expensive than things that aren't made in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
Because the things that are made in the USA tend to be pretty decent quality items.
Yeah.
You will have people that will say, well, no, I'm willing to pay for stuff if it's made by humans.
Yeah.
Because I want that. Mm-hmm. I don't want... Which means that room for businesses to be still there, being run by people and worked by people, will be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you restrict the market, which I'm not sure how it got. I'm not going to go down that fucking off the deep end with this, but this is kind of a cop-out answer, and I'll admit that, but it's something I truly believe. The market provides. It just does.
Mm-hmm.
It always does. If there is something that's required, if people need something, if it is a free market, it will be provided.
Yeah.
Like, it just is.
Right.
Like, if you actually allow that, like, that's the point of capitalism. Because that's the thing. Like, think about it like this. So these companies need to sell all these goods that they're making, right? Mm-hmm. If nobody has any fucking money, they can't sell them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So it's like, I'm not sure what the answer is, but it's like, it's there. The answer's somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you have all these people out of work and whatever and can't do anything, it's like, these companies that are, like, mass producing stuff, I mean, they're not going to sell any of it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
One, prices are going to come down big time. That is what happens with industrialization, because things are mass produced and things are just, like, prices come down. Like, you're a lower middle class person in the United States lives better today than, like, kings and queens of old. Legitimately.
Yeah.
Like, they have a better life than kings and queens of old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have heating, air conditioning, they have a car. Like,
yeah, it's extremely comfortable.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and that's my point, is that it... I'm kind of all over the place right now. I take over. I'm losing my fucking thought.
I get what you're saying. It's just, and like, you're right. There's not a great answer for this. And like, you're right. The market should provide somewhere.
And I believe it will. That's my thing. I believe the market will be better providing a solution than the government. I think that's the point I'm making. Is the government fucks everything up. Whereas if you let the market fix it. Like, a great example. I think we may have talked about this before on the podcast. Michelle Obama, while she was first lady, what was her whole thing? Keeping children healthy.
Yeah.
Her whole thing was like, get out and move and all her bullshit.
Didn't work.
Do you know what happened? You had a private company create Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And you had fucking kids everywhere outside.
Yeah.
Literally outside, running around, fucking chasing Pokemon. Bang. Overnight.
Yeah.
Overnight, dude.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you have Michelle Obama taking away your fucking food options at school.
Yeah.
Like, that's the point I'm making. Yeah. Is that the free market is...
I wonder if she had some... Well, this is another tangent. But, real quick.
Alright, well, on that note, I think we're gonna wrap up.
Yep.
But, sorry for the delay, between our last episode and this one. Holiday season, we got a lot going on, so we weren't able to, make it happen, but, we wanted to get one out for you guys now. Thank you guys for listening, as always.
Guys.
Yeah, hopefully, well, not hopefully, but you guys will be catching us early in the next year.
Yeah. So. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy new year.
Absolutely. All right, Sons of Liberty. Till next time.